coming to you live on a splendid spring evening from the fabulous Little Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best dressed radio personality in North Idaho. Well, thank you. Let's all give a nice care of why howdy do to Mr. Peter Lucht, tinkling away on the barroom piano, making us all feel right at home. Thank you, Peter. It's a new season. Spring is upon us, and although winter seems to be trying one last big swing through this latitude this week, it was almost the winter that wasn't, except for that cold snap in January that it pipes across North Idaho, snapping and popping like so many Rice Krispies. And then, of course, the big dump of snow that came as if on cue the day that the city of Sandpoint lifted its alternate side winter weather parking restrictions. Other than that, it was a weird winter, a mild winter, hard to anticipate and accommodate ourselves to. Not the kind of winter I hope to have to get used to speaking strictly for myself. But until we have to pay the piper come this forest fire season, the weird weather is behind us, and like the brave and noble woodpecker returning to chisel a hole in the peak of my house, the Little Live Radio Hour has returned. We are coming to you at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. Before I introduce our musical feature this evening, I'd like to mention a few other items of interest. Here at the Panada Theater, in the Little Theater on April 5th, where we sit right now, Lena Marie Schiffer will be performing for a speakeasy show. Also in the Big Theater this weekend, on Saturday at 2 and 7 o'clock, The Big Lebowski. Not to be missed, the dude, Walter, Donnie, they're all going to be there. There will be a costume contest, and I believe White Russians will be flowing as well. The Fade, The Rebellion, is coming up. Is it the following weekend after that? April 6th. Okay, April 6th is The Fade, The Rebellion. I probably should have written that down. We got to start going to rehearsal. And I will also say this. As far as the Festival of Sandpoint goes, there was a big announcement today. Just announced, the grand finale will be How to Train Your Dragon live, out of doors, on a big screen with the Festival at Sandpoint Orchestra, conducted by Morohiko Nakahara with concertmaster Dr. Jason Moody. So that's coming up in August, so we're excited for that too, aren't we, folks? Yes, I thought so. Okay. Tonight. It's been a real long time since we did one of these, and we're still kind of stretching out and limbering up and getting back into character. We are remembering how to put on a radio show. There's nobody better to help us shake the dust off this thing than Mr. Justin Landtrip. Here he is.
The dude abides.
Mine. How now will you look it up and feel the soul. In the labyrinth of your own desire. Ooh, you know that we may never ever solve them. Let's bleed, sweat, let's cry, dear. And dream on and on.
Silence makes me nervous. Even though it's just like you're playing at home by yourself. But I'm not. And thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. This song is called If I Could See the Future. And it goes out to my best friend in the world. Just to hear you laugh. he's howling out loud and he's calling my bluff. He's got my back, I don't need to ask. But I don't mean I always get what I lack. And all I'm talking, we float the pack to the general store. I came here as a kid after all my chores. Now I'm building up a love so I can't be killed. With a thousand whispers and an eye. Here, let us push ahead, forging your meaning where none pretends. Our hearts wide open towards that end. Feet to the fire, begin again. I don't know much, much about time. Please say it's not a straight line, and each to our own majesty. See the future. Not an easy thing to do. Every time we peer in, it ends up different than you think.
We try, though. We try.
This song's called Letting Go.
Honey, I could be anything, but I don't need to. I don't need to. And when I hold you in my arms, it's silence, or she's through. Through all this love and letting go.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. That's Justin Lantrip on guitar, vocals, and singing songs that he wrote all by himself, I guess.
Pretty much.
We're coming.
Help of a thesaurus, potentially.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody. Nothing. No man is an island, you know. But we're coming to you live on April. No, May. No. March 26th, right? It's the 26th? Okay, we're coming to you live on March 26th, and if it's 8:18 on March 26th, then you are indeed hearing us live over these airwaves. We're coming to you from the Little Panada Theater, and Justin, what comes up next?
Next on my list is a new song, actually, that I have not played at all yet, so no extra charge for mistakes.
Okay.
It's called I Don't Want to Fear Your Love. Thank you.
All this talk seems self-defeating. It's feather light and paper thin. And all our cruelty springs from weakness. And the past gets another win.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That'll be on the next album. Got some work to do. Thank you very much. This tune's called I Am Yours, which will be very obvious by the end.
I see it some morning, land like a bird on the snow. Oh, and I see it in your eyes, honey, you might as well admit it, I know. Oh, and I see it when I run hard, when I sing. Thank you. summer morning when I'm a little high and alone. Oh, and I always try to hold it, but I get so lost in what I don't know. Oh, and I feel it when I run hard, when I sing through fever, when I dance with my ghost. And when that sky comes crashing down on, let it come. Cause everybody here is running all the time, moving all their lives, cradled in their lies, on through. Just say that it's begun, tell me with your eyes, say that I'm the one, let's make a new life.
That is Justin Lantrip. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. He's just getting started. Stick around. We're going to pause right now for a word from one of the important sponsors of this program. Do we have a little music for this? I'm not sure. Yeah. There it is. Mm-hmm.
Message from the Society for the Playing of Community Radio Stations in Barns and Garages. A message from the Society for the Playing of Community Radio Stations in Barns and Garages.
Darn it! When I put this lawnmower away last fall, it was running like a top. Now I can't even get it started.
What seems to be the trouble there, neighbor?
Oh, Vern, it's the same as last spring. Everything's running great when I put it away for the winter, but all my tools and machines go bad by the end of March. Say, what's your secret? Your mower looks better than ever this spring.
Well, it's probably the German engine. As I say, what is that noise I hear from that garage of yours?
Oh, Ludo, I thought we were going to come to a song on this lame radio station.
No, it's just a radio. I keep it on all the time, you know. Some top 40 station out of Spokane.
Well, you know, Daryl Ann, that it's probably the problem right there. Have you ever tried tuning your shop stereo to a community radio station?
Community radio? What's that?
It is local, organic FM radio transmission, specially formulated to inform and entertain. It's great listening for people, but that's not all. While you are enjoying the audio content with your ears, community radio that is played for the benefit of cars, trucks and small engines can improve performance and reliability. By working on the subsonic level, the neighborly sounds of community radio reverse the effects of decay and corrosion on machine parts and the mind. The low and gentle FM stereo transmission causes less wear and tear than those frequencies at the higher end of the dial. And community-minded talk programs do wonders for the attitude and self-confidence of even the most stubborn machines you thought were bound for the scrap heap.
Well, it sounds great, Vern, but I'd like to know where my radio signal comes from. It's not some, like, free, fluty little Canadian import, is it?
No, no, no. Metaphorically and geographically, the furthest thing from it. I love my community radio station because I know it comes from right up the street. The big commercial stations send their signal far and wide. And who knows what kind of smog, cosmic rays, and negative auras it passes through before it reaches your antenna.
Oh, golly, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I mean, and with Jupiter entering Gemini...
Exactly. Why even take a chance?
I mean, that does it. I'm going to go change the station right now. This garage plays community radio 24/7 from here on out.
Your lawnmower will purr appreciatively.
This message was brought to you by the Society for the Playing of Community Radio Stations in Barns and Garages. Scientific studies detailing the effects of exposure to community radio on hardware performance are not currently conclusive. Consult your technician before attempting to alter the radio diet of larger machines like tractors or excavators. Always listen to community radio responsibly.
An important message. I think we can all agree. That's Peter Lucht on the piano there. Peter's been providing piano for us. He can be heard on April 5th playing at the Back Door with Bright Moments Jazz from 7 to 9 p.m. and at the Pondere Winery all by himself Wednesday the 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, time again for some music from Justin Lantrip. Here he is.
I support my community radio as well. I didn't realize my lawnmower needed that, but now I do. This tune is called Floodgates, and this is the title track off an album that my friend who's in the audience helped piece together, actually. And we got them out front if you want one. And we even have an album, like a record album, if you're into that kind of analog stuff.
If I could, I'd open all
I've been trying to see myself. You know, I've been trying to see myself through your eyes, your hazel eyes. But I can't see past your death. Well, I can't see past your death. I'm already
Hi, Justin. Just checking to make sure the microphone was off. It is, or it was. Now it's on again.
And now it's on.
Yes, okay.
I saw you switch it on.
Yeah, this is the Little Live Radio Hour, and this is actually live community radio, so you can hear all the little mistakes and stuff that I make, but you're doing flawlessly. Wonderful work tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
This is a pleasure.
Is this an appropriate time to ask where people can hear you otherwise? Find you or hear you live in in person?
I'm in all the things that the little kids like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Insta.
Instagram.
The Talk Tick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And not really. I haven't done much on there, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if it's going to be banned soon, so I'm not sure if my effort will be warranted.
That's right. Yeah, I don't put too much effort in that one.
Facebook, and I've got a website, justinlandtrip.com.
Okay.
So I'll try and keep all that stuff updated and be posting. Yes, I'm on the Spotify as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Only the UK version, though.
Where can we see you playing around town? You gonna be here this summer?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here, and I'll be playing a lot. So I like to play out at the Pearl. I'll try and book that, and that's one of my favorite places to play. Get to play outside and look at the mountains. I'll be playing with my good friend Matt Donahue, hopefully out there. And, I play at IPA on the regular on a Friday. So I think my next one's not until May, but you'll see me there. You'll see me all around.
Yeah.
Unavoidable.
That Floodgates album, which apparently is on vinyl out there.
It is. We don't have the vinyl here, but I do have some vinyls if you want.
Oh, okay. You can CDs here.
All right. CDs here.
Okay, good. No, that's excellent. I love that one. I'm glad the producer is here. He deserves some, you know, recognition. That was a great product.
Yeah,
great,
thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, I've spoken enough. Go ahead. What's next?
All right, maybe a little break from all the sad songs. I'm going to play an old tune. This one's called Kentucky Sore.
If I have my way, it's love through all my days.
Thank you. I wrote this song when I was coming back from Portland, Maine. I lived over there for a year or so. And then my dad got sick, and I had to come home. And I wrote this song with him in mind. It's called Up My Hands.
Stays. But oh.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Look at the time. It's really, we're there, huh? Okay. You've been listening to the Little Live Radio Hour, and I think we're coming just about to a close. We're here on the fourth Tuesday of every month here on 88.5 KRFY and at the Little Panda Theater. This show is a production of Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, with special thanks to the Panda Theater, who hosts us here in the Little Theater right next door. Join us next month on April 23rd for a triple bill. Patrice Webb, Doug Bond, and Desiree Aguirre? Yeah, that's right. All packed in on the Little Theater stage. We want to thank Peter Lucht for his piano stylings earlier this evening. And our radio acting company this evening was comprised of Myla McKechnie, Michael Clark, Steve Hammond, and on sound effects, Mr. Corey Repass. Listen for more from them right here on these airwaves in late April when we anticipate a monthly live radio theater program coming your way. So stay tuned. Special thanks to Just Plain Bob back in the studio across the street. The Little Live Radio Hour is produced and engineered by the world's only life-size chocolate bunny filled with jelly beans, Mr. Paul Gunter, right there in the back. And now, I think one more time, one more from Justin Landtrip. Here he is. Let's hear it, folks. I'm Jack Peterson. Thanks a lot.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you all for listening.
And go ahead and run and let it build the pain. You I can feel out in my mind. It's not my time, it's not my life. I wonder why everything is all white, everything's all gray. Now you're here, now you're away.
Thank you.